Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. So this reflection is from the Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. It's a great little book, and it's a pretty easy read. And he's got like a 40-day prosperity plan in it. And part of that prosperity plan is reading one of the 10 statements of abundance and prosperity every single day for 40 days. So you go through the 10 four times during that 40 days and really root into what the statements are saying, journaling about the statements, and then also meditating on the statements. And then he also has this prosperity checklist that helps move you even further into the statements. And so I have been doing it for a little while now, and I'm on statement 2, and it says, I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence, I am, is the source and substance of all my good. And for me, this really goes back to understanding that the divine is within me and all around me, always, and that abundance is always flowing through me, to me, and to others. And that's all part of divine presence. And I love that he talks about mind and heart as one. They are one, becoming aware and understanding and knowing that the divine presence is the source of abundance, is the source and substance of all of my good. And when we say source, we mean source energy, the creative energy. And then the substance is the energetic of the tool of money and or the energetic manifestation of the tool of money. Currently, I have an intuition candle on my desk. And so this is a manifestation of the tool of money and my abundance manifested into a thing that is on my desk. And so that's the substance of my good, because this intuition candle makes me feel good. It makes me focus. It brings me joy, right? And so it is my abundance, and it's my desire to have this candle. And I bought this candle with my abundant tool of money. And then I really appreciate in the checklist, it says, and this is checklist number 1, is my primary interest in realizing the presence of God, or is it in meeting a financial problem? It's asking us to decide what energy are we going to be in as we're coming up against or trying to make a decision or trying to feel a certain way or have a certain thought around abundance. Am I doing it in the energy of divine presence? Am I doing it in the energy of source and infinite possibilities? Or am I doing it from the energy of having a financial problem that is very egoic, very separate, because I have this financial problem? So it also reminds me of how in manifestation, when we are in the energy of the problem, we cannot get into the energy of the solution without moving our energy. We cannot be in the feelings of the problem and move quickly to the feelings of the solution. The gap is too big. And so when we incrementally allow ourselves the abundance to come in and the different thought to come in and the different feeling to come in and the real focus on the divine presence and the presence of God and the universe as our source and substance, then we can move from having the energy of the financial problem into remembering that the universe is infinite and that there's always abundance flowing to us. And that's not just in the tool of money and things, but it's also in the energy. When you move from an energy standpoint of lack and scarcity and a financial problem, and you move into viewing it and widening your perception into the oneness that is in all things, that is abundance. That is abundance. That's growth. That's expansion. Because I control the way that I look at things, and I choose to look at things in an abundant way instead of having a problem, and that there are always solutions, and that there is no lack and scarcity. And so for me, that's just as abundant as figuring out a financial, tangible solution. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.